So hi everybody, welcome to Real Talk with T. I know it's been a while, but your girl is back again. And this is not really an episode, y'all. I have been trying to figure out what I was going to talk about in my next episode. I have some things planned, but honestly, I just am at a place in my life where everything is new. If you hear the air in the background, sorry, I'm in my car. It's the only place I can record quietly. Yeah, I'm just in a new place, y'all, and to be honest, I was struggling more so about what I was going to talk about because, I don't know, I'm just in a weird place right now, and I know it's where God wants me to be because, let me tell y'all, a lot has changed in my life. Of course, some of you know that I recently got married. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then I am now pregnant with our first child together. We are having a boy. So that's pretty exciting because both of us have girls already. And yeah, we are wrapping up shop, y'all. Of course, I know people be like, well, you don't know what the Lord has in store. I just pray God does not want us to have any more kids. Personally, I have had, I feel like the worst, not the worst, because I know other people have had like way worse than me, but I have had like the morning sickness, the indigestion, the not feeling good. Like this pregnancy compared to Eliana, which is my firstborn, has been a journey. Okay, a lot more praying, a lot more just being emotional, because I just don't know. I don't know if it's because it's a boy or because, you know, I'm a little older or a little heavier, you know. I don't really know what it is, but I do know that it's definitely different. So I've been really having to motivate myself a lot more to get a lot of things done. And to be honest, I have not been succeeding that much. I've been having little victories here and there, but I'm really trying to have more consistent victories of not letting how I feel in my body kind of stop me. And that's also another reason why with this podcast I've been taking so long too, because it's just been a lot going on. But I did make a promise, which I have broken, so Lord forgive me. I already asked for forgiveness before, but I really wanted to throw myself into my podcast more this year. I wanted to do more as far as being more consistent. And so yeah, y'all, I'm not gonna give up hope yet. I have some things planned, but yeah, I've just been in a very different, very weird, unfamiliar territory and season. And so, you know, just give me some grace and be praying for me. Like, I know that people be like, pray for me, y'all, and they're just saying it, but I really, in this season, am needing and desiring a lot of prayer, only because some of you may know or may not know, my husband is in the military, he's in the army, so he is going to be deployed for the entire pregnancy, mostly for 95% of it. And so this is the first time that I have to actually go through a pregnancy, you know, without my significant other. So I'm trying to stay positive about it. Of course, I've been combating, you know, fearful thoughts and just anxiety about it. And I'm trusting God. Like, that's the only thing I can say in this season. You know, one of the things that I'm holding on to dearly and for dear life is my faith. There have been some days where I have not been able to pray, but I know that the Bible says that Jesus intercedes for us to the Father at the right hand. And I'm grateful for that, because there are times, like, honestly, where you don't, you know, you're not able to pray for yourself, you know, like, and I'm just being real, like, some days where you're just so tired, you're so exhausted mentally, and not just physically, but mentally and emotionally, where you can't even pray for yourself. But God, I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for friends who can stand in the gap for me when I cannot, who encourage me, who are like, girl, get it together. You know, that's not who you are. Don't let those thoughts, you know, take over. And so I'm really grateful for that. You know, you really need to have people in your life who will push you and who will encourage you. And my husband is great at that as well. So I'm grateful for him. I'm grateful for my friends. And so, yeah, y'all, I'm in a season right now where I am, everything is new. And I'm going to be honest with you, it's scary a little bit, because when you don't know, you know, where you are, and God literally, when I was praying about it, the only thing he told me was, I'm with you. He said, push through. I'm with you. And that was it. So that's what I keep telling myself. I'm standing on that word that God is with me, that he will never leave me nor forsake me. That's what his word says, that I am his daughter, that I am an heir to the throne, that I belong to the kingdom of God. That's where I reside. That's where I function. That's where I am. That's my position. And so I have to remind myself of those things. And do I do that all the time? No, absolutely not. Some days is it I'm just getting off of work and completely wasting the rest of my day? Yes. Is there times where I try to push myself to really get out and, you know, get out of this funk? Yes. But I'm learning to give myself grace on both ends. I'm learning that, you know, God is so merciful and so great, so like full of grace, that where we are, he meets us wherever we are. And I'm grateful for that, you know. And so, yeah, I'm in a season where I'm learning God in a different way. I'm learning how to push through, because it's hard, especially when you're a person like me who feels a lot, who discerns a lot. It can become overwhelming, but I'm trusting God. That's what season I'm in. I'm trusting God, holding on tight as I can, trying to be the best mother, trying to be the best wife, trying to be the best friend, sister that I could possibly be, but more so trying to be the best daughter of the Most High King. And I can definitely do better with that. Yeah, so I am in a transition, I feel like, but I may not be the only person who's feeling like this. It's just like you're not feeling like yourself, you know, not as motivated, not as fervent, but it's okay. I know it won't last long. I know that God is with me. That's what I keep telling myself. That's the only thing I could kind of tell myself, is God is with me. And he hasn't left me. He's still using me. He's still, you know, allowing me to be used. That's what I always say. I have a ministry event coming up in September, which, y'all, let me tell you how crazy it is. God doesn't waste any time with me when it comes to purpose, because literally I listened to a sermon, spent time in prayer in worship, and then after that I like completely surrendered myself to him again. Less than 24 hours I get a opportunity to basically minister to some young ladies, and I'm just like, God, don't, like, I don't get a time when I surrender. Which we know surrendering is a daily thing. But when I surrender, God be like, all right, let's jump back in. Let's get back to where we need to be. And so I'm excited. So next month, September, I think it's the 24th, but don't quote me. The 24th, we're having Bibles and Brunch. So you guys, I really would love for some of my listeners, if you are in the Columbia, South Carolina area, or if you just want more information about it, you guys can hit me up on Instagram at Real Talk with T, or on Facebook at Shernice Wallace, and I will definitely give you guys the details. But I'm excited. You know, I believe that purpose saved my life. A lot of people don't know their purpose, and honestly, I'm being selfish. I'm gonna be honest with you guys in this season, and I had to repent for it, because I haven't felt like I've been operating in my purpose at all. Even though God has been showing me in little ways how I'm still operating in my purpose, but not to the capacity of which I know that I can. And purpose saved my life. You know, one of the things when I was in a very dark place that God kept reminding me of is that he called me to a certain area, and he kept reminding me that I am needed. I am needed in the earth. And so are you. When you find out what your purpose is in life, it can save your life in times, in dark times. And that's what happened to me. And so I'm grateful for God revealing my purpose to me. I was 21 when he revealed himself to me, what my purpose is. And even now in this season, to be honest, I'm still trying to figure out how to maneuver through that, because my purpose right now may look a little bit different, because I'm in a new place. I am a new wife. I'm a mother, and I'm going to be a mother of two living kids. So it's going to be a little bit different, but I'm excited to see how it is. And I've been still praying about how I can maneuver, you know, in my purpose, but without neglecting my family and continuing to do that. So yeah, purpose definitely saved my life. And I'm excited for next month to see what God is going to do. I'm definitely going to yield myself, be transparent and open, because that's one of my biggest things. I never try to be the person who makes people believe that I have everything all together, because I do not, or that I do everything correctly all the time. I do not. I'm still trying to figure out my place, figure out what God has called me to do in this particular season and right now. I know my overall purpose, but sometimes you need to know what's your assignment for this season. And that's where I am, to try to figure that out. And so, yeah, I just wanted to kind of get on and give you guys an update. I know that some people want me to talk about my dating experience and stuff like that. And I am going to get to that, y'all. I really am. I just have to kind of figure out what I'm going, how I'm going to organize it, and how I'm going to, you know, tell the story. So yeah, that's basically it, y'all. I just said I was gonna get on and kind of give you guys an update, just ask for prayer. I am keeping a lot of people in prayer. Whoever comes to my mind during my prayer time, I definitely try to lift them up as much as possible. Or if God tells me, you know, I sent something, do believe that you guys are in my prayers. If you need anything else, like a specific prayer request, you can always hit me up. I know I'm not perfect, but one thing your girl gonna do is stand in agreement with you and believe by faith, honey, as any of my friends. That's how we get things done, by being in agreement with each other. So I'm excited, y'all. I'm excited for the future. I'm excited for what God is gonna do. I know that there's a purpose for my husband being gone for a whole year, because he starts next month, September. He'll be going to Africa. So guys, keep him in prayer as well. Keep me in prayer as I maneuver through this as a new wife, a new mommy, and just still trying to pursue purpose at the same time, and not giving into the flesh with these emotions. So yes, God, that's all that I have. I'm really excited to see what God is gonna do. I have some new interviews coming up next month. Hopefully I'll be able to squeeze one in this month. And so I'm basically taking friends of mine who are who have walked through a certain season, or who are walking through a certain season, and interviewing them to basically, you know, have them to tell their testimony, tell their story. And so I'm excited for that. Also, guys, just because I'm saying this, I just need you guys prayer for some business endeavors that I am considering doing or considering stepping out on. Just be praying for me, because there are so many things that God has given me, and I just need to just jump out there and do it. So if you're like me, you're gonna have to do it, y'all. Just take our leap. Starting is the hardest part, and everything after that will be okay, because he's with us. Alright, y'all, well, I am going to go in. I have to feed my baby. Thank you guys so much for listening to me ramble. I will be back with another episode this month, so you know I'm coming back this month with another episode, and I am working on a schedule for my podcast. So I pray that the Lord blesses you mightily, that he continues to show you favor, that he continues to draw you closer to him, in Jesus' name. And I pray that we all make it to the other side, where we will see the King of Glory one day, and that everything on this side will be worth it, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you guys so much for listening to Real Talk with T. See you next time. Everybody, so I wanted to get on. I know that this is a very, very random podcast right now, and I just got off from work, so if you hear like some things in the background, I do apologize about that. So first off, let me make sure my mic is good. One second. Hey everybody, so I am jumping on really quick because I feel like I need to talk about this, and I know this is a random episode, so bear with me. I am just getting off work, but I saw a post that I definitely want to just kind of shed some light on. Now, disclaimer, I am not a person who knows everything in the entire world. I will not say that, but I will say that I have experienced different things in my relationship with God as it pertains to relationships. And I feel like I definitely need to share that more, because I feel like it can shed some light for somebody else who is needing clarity. So the post was a pastor who basically
was talking about being unequally yoked with unbelievers. Now, we know in this particular aspect, he is referring to marrying someone who is a non-believer. Straight out the gate, my first thought was the same thing that he said, which was, why would you want to marry someone who is not committed in the same way you are to the God that you serve? I believe that some people think that saying that you're a Christian or a believer or whatever to whatever sort is just something that is just said passively. But when you are a person who is really trying to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, and you know what he has done in your life and what he has done for you on the cross, I believe that the concept of, oh, I can just marry whoever I want, or I can just date whoever I want, or whatever the case may be, it becomes a lot more serious than other people put off or the world puts off. So I was watching the video or reel, and I agree. He was saying basically, like, how would you be able to commit your life to someone who has not committed their life to the God that you serve, or to the number one being that you have committed your life to? So I understand that. The other thing that what was pointed out in the comments was that there was a guy who said that he is glad that his wife took a chance on him, because he ended up getting saved in their marriage and she showed him the real Christ. So people liked the comment, of course, and people were commenting on it and saying, you know, this was needed, because I just don't feel like, you know, that you should just write people off just because they're not saved or they're not a believer or whatever. And then people started adding, this is the danger with it, they started adding other religions in this place. Oh, okay, well, it must be okay. That's what I agree, because I believe that even if a person is a whole nother religion, they say Muslim or Hindu or whatever the case may be, then it's okay for us to also date them as well. That's where it got a little tricky for me, because I love the guy's testimony, and I'm not gonna say what God cannot do. What I will say is, just like with everything in our lives, we should be prayerful. The Bible says to pray about everything, to literally submit our prayer requests, our supplication, whatever, to the Lord. To not worry, to submit everything to him. Okay? So in my experience, and from walking with God, and as it pertains to relationships, is that you should be praying about every single body that you, every person that you are interested in, that you come into contact with, you should be putting prayer on. And the reason why is because of situations like this, where it doesn't seem like it's all black and white, because of somebody who said that their wife was the one who led them to Christ, or their girlfriend at the time, wife, ended up marrying her, she led them to Christ. Okay, that's beautiful, but that's not for everybody. And I'm going to say that because there are certain people who, when they get into a relationship, they are all about that person. And I definitely believe that it's easier for darkness to pull you than for light to pull you, especially if you're not mature enough, you're not disciplined enough, then you end up compromising. I know this firsthand. You end up compromising your relationship with God because you're trying to help somebody else get to where they need to be, when in all actuality, we all basically are on a journey. So I believe, I'm not going to say that his testimony is not legit. I'm not going to say that, okay, we should just write off what he said, but I will say that we need to be praying about everything. You should not look at his testimony and say, oh, well, it must be okay for me to date a non-believer, or for me to date somebody of a different religion. First off, God is all-knowing. I am pretty sure that God knew that this man was going to get saved through being introduced to his wife. Okay? But that does not mean that that's your story. Nobody knows everything that she had to go through while she was trying to show him the love of Christ. We don't know that. And I honestly feel like sometimes, because we're not patient enough, or we're just trying to be disobedient without being disobedient, we add on these burdens to ourselves when God had not called us to that. So for me, when it came to dating, if you did not believe in my God, or if you were not saved, or you weren't, you know, at least attempting to walk or live a certain type of way, you weren't attractive to me. I've had Hebrew Israelites who tried to talk to me before, Muslims, guys who just don't believe in anything. And guess what? There was nothing for us. They were cool, yes, but there was nothing for us to talk about after we talk about what you believe in. And the first thought that I had was, honestly, what are my kids going to believe in? What are you going to teach my daughter? What are you going to teach my sons? Like, what are you going to be instilling in them? Because God, Jesus changed my life. I would not be who I am right now. I would not even probably be here if it wasn't for me getting introduced to Christ. So I don't know what else we would have to talk about. Now, granted, we also should be prayerful about everything, about, like I said, every person that is, you know, comes into our life, because we never know what God wants to do. But that's not an excuse to blatantly disobey what he said in his word. I remember dating somebody and I didn't even know that, you know, I thought the person was saved. I really thought that, you know, they were whatever. They showed some fruit of the spirit. But I remember praying about them and asking God about them. And he literally gave me the scripture. How can two agree? I mean, how can light and darkness walk together? They can't. That basically was what the Holy Spirit said. Like, there's no way. And I was like, well, light and dark. I thought this person was saved. God was basically letting me know we're not equally yoked and it's not going to work. You know, one of the things about being in a marriage that God is in, or having two believers come together, is that I don't have to convict my husband a lot of times about how he says something or how he does something, or even his heart posture when it comes to me telling him something and him being willing to him being willing to humble himself. You know, all of those things are things that come from God. The fruits of the Spirit are very important. So I would say, for me, it's a hard no, especially when you're talking about a whole nother religion. It's a hard no, because I've seen people who have done this before and I just don't see how that works. But at the same time, you know, it could just be me. But I'm just saying, like, as a disclosure, just for the single women, if somebody does not believe in God, if they are not interested in the things of God, if they're not trying to pursue him, if they're not trying to get closer to him as they get closer to you, and I'm not saying nobody has to be like praying in tongues and fasting for 24 hours, 7 days a week, but I'm saying you would be able to see their heart posture. And that's one of the things that when I was dating, I always asked God to show me that person's heart. Show me who they are. Show me their intentions with me, so that I don't have to waste my time. And to be honest with you, did I listen immediately when God showed me? No. So we thank God for grace and mercy. But I'm saying, he will show you. Whether we want to see or not, that's up to us. But honestly, y'all, a lot of stuff is not... We're trying to substitute or trying to do this much without going all the way. And sometimes we just need to deny ourselves. Deny yourself access to men who don't know your God, who don't love God, who are not trying to seek him, who keep making up excuses, which was a big one for the people that I was, who wanted to talk to me, or who I, you know, went on a couple of dates with. I don't even say dating, because it was like going on a couple of dates just to see, you know, how we vibe, how we connect, what God says. But honestly, y'all, the biggest thing was, oh, I don't go to church because I don't have to go to church to have a relationship with God. I already knew if my husband wasn't going, if the guy that I was dating was not going to church, I'm not dating you. I'm sorry. You know why? Because it takes a lot for men to actually commit themselves to going to church on a Sunday. You know why also? Because they're not going just because of groups. Because I feel like a lot of women, we go to church because, you know, we like the fellowship. We like, you know, seeing our friends. We like the community portion. But when a man goes to church, he going for real. He not going for all the extra stuff. He's going because he really is trying to seek a relationship with God, if his intentions are right, of course. But I already knew that was one of my deal breakers. If you do not have a church home, or if you're not actively looking for a church home, or if you're not trying to, you know, find a community that can help you to be a better man, then we had nothing to talk about. But that's just me. That's not necessarily in the Bible. It does say don't forsake, you know, the gathering, you know, of the saints, basically. But at the same time, that was just one of my deal breakers, because I knew how important and how significant church was in my walk with God. And I knew that a man who is actively involved in ministry or actively going to church, committing himself consistently to going to the house of the Lord, that was a man who was willing to help be held accountable. You know what I'm saying? So I know I just kind of went off on a whole other side, but just to let y'all know, yes, thank God that when I met my husband, he was newly saved. He had literally just gotten saved maybe for a couple of months or whatever, or committed himself to Christ or gave his life to Christ. And we thank God for that, because he had such a hunger and thirst for the word, a hunger and thirst for truth. Girl, y'all, I thought that I was doing Bible trivia, because he would ask me so many different questions about the word and about God and my experiences with God and things like that. And so, listen, there are men out here who actually want to live for God. Don't let culture tell you a lie. There are men out here who are not perfect, but they are willing to learn how to love you. They are willing to learn how to love God. They're willing to learn what they need to know how to be a man of God, how to be a great father, how to be a good husband. Don't let culture, you know, deter you away from that. So just a couple of my thoughts, guys, as I'm heading home from work, I said that I was going to do this more like if I feel like led to say something or to share an experience that I had. And honestly, when I was talking about that, y'all, I've had one thing about me, people who know me know that I am a dreamer. So anytime I'm dating somebody, I always have, or getting to know, I'm going to stop saying dating because dating is like, serious. But anytime I'm getting to know someone, the first thing I do is pray about them. Like I said, have I been great in listening to all the warnings God gave? No, but I thank God that eventually I did surrender and submit. And so I'm a dreamer. So I usually have dreams that will let me know what the person's intention is with me, as well as who they are. Like, who are they? Who are they sent by? How did the enemy send them to distract me? What is the plan that the enemy has for me, with me being yoked to this person? So I'm just gonna tell y'all of a couple of dreams I had, because my friends know this already. But I had a dream one time. This was a guy, y'all, who was, whatever. I don't know if he's still with the Lord, but he was a man of God. He was financially stable. He was feeding the homeless. He was out in the trenches, like really giving people the gospel. Like, that was on his schedule, like every week, like Wednesdays or Thursdays. I knew around this time he's downtown, because he lived out of town. He was downtown feeding the homeless, giving them the gospel, you know, doing all these things. He was super duper smart. He was definitely biblically sound, all of that. So I was thinking to myself, okay, this guy is great. We are doing great and everything is going to be great. I was praying about him. Boom, had a dream. And not just one dream. I had three dreams about this guy. And in my dream, God showed me that if I was to marry him, he showed me a fast forward of my life. If I was to marry him, that he was going to be eventually abusive, like physically abusive. Like, I saw myself in multiple situations in my dream where I was getting abused, or he was about to, hit me, or he was pulling me real tight or something like that in my dream. And at first I ignored the first one. So I'm like, okay, there is no way that this person or this guy would ever do that, because we have been talking for a couple of months and I'm just like, I haven't seen that at all. But literally, I had two more dreams about it. And so I finally came to him and I was like, I'm sorry, but God has been giving me this dream consistently about you. And I'm not going to say that you are an aggressive person. I'm not going to say that you could possibly hurt me one day. But sometimes there are things that are in certain people that may bring out other things in you. And every time in my dream, it's because he was jealous of something that I was doing. He had a jealousy problem. And yeah, God just revealed it to me in the spirit, and I had to be honest with him, and I ended up breaking up with him. And let me tell y'all how the enemy tried to work, right? So he was pretty good financially, but he ended up coming into a lot of money after we broke up. He called me to let me know that he had came into a lot of money, of course, and the enemy was in my ear like,
girl, you crazy. You could have definitely been, you would have been able to be a housewife. You wouldn't have had to ever work again in your life. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm just thinking to myself, at first my flesh was like, God, don't. But then the Holy Spirit was like, but you would have been a housewife that's getting abused, that's getting, you know, whatever, drugged up and down the stairs, and who really was not fulfilling your purpose in life. Because how are you going to be able to do that in a state of abusive marriage? And so I'm saying this to say, like, we have to take heed to the signs that God gives us. God loves us so much that there is no way that you could tell me that he will willingly put us into a situation where we are getting physically, emotionally, or even spiritually abused. Sometimes we make bad decisions, and that's the truth. Sometimes we do not make the most wise or godly decision. But at the end of the day, I'm telling you, go to God about every person that's coming into your life. And for me, he speaks through dreams. For you, he may speak through a sign. He may speak directly. He might speak this way or this way. And another thing that I used to ask, every time that I got a word or every time I had a dream about somebody, I would always ask for a word in the, for a actual scripture in the Bible to back up what God was revealing to me in my dreams. Because I was just like, God, every person that I talk to is something wrong, blah, blah, blah. But not necessarily saying they're bad guys, but they just weren't for me. So another dream that I had was about an ex-boyfriend that I actually was dating for a while. And I started having dreams about them that were like very, like, y'all, they were horrible. But in the dream, it was like, in one dream specifically, I'll go with the lightest one. So in one dream specifically, we were literally walking down the street. And me, I'm big on security. Like, I want to feel like my husband is, like, if anything happens to me, my husband coming full for force. Like, he coming, like, chair swinging. Let me stop. Sorry, y'all. That's a reference to the Alabama brawl. Anyway, so I want to know that he's coming for, like, whoever coming for his wife. Like, our family is protected. I don't have to worry about, you know, certain things with safety and just being protected and secure. So that was a big thing for me. So in my dream, which I had dreams about this person before, all of them were bad, but this was a dream that God was like, okay, I'm trying to show you that this person is not for you. In this particular dream, we were walking down the street and my ex was on the outside and I was on the inside. But there were these guys who were, was walking on the opposite side of the street, and they just were like doing all kind of crazy stuff, like pushing each other. They were basically showing like violent behavior. And so when I seen them, I was immediately like, kind of like not tense, but just on guard. So then they said something to me that was like very disrespectful. And my ex at the time in the dream did not say anything. He was just like, come on, let's just walk faster. Let's just go. And I was like, first of all, I had to basically say something and speak up. Was like, first of all, y'all not going to talk to me like that. And blah, 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 blah. And it was like, what you going to do? Blah, blah, blah. And so in my dream, even though I know in situations like that, we also should be smarter because we do not know what people are carrying in. We kind of want to avoid conflict. But in my dream, I feel like it was just showing me that he was not going to be the protector that I needed him to be. And it really bothered me in my dream. And when I brought it to him, he was like blaming it on me or like shrugging it off. Like, it's not even that serious, blah, blah, blah. And so that was one dream that I had about him. I had another dream. First of all, I'm not going to get into my other dreams. But just to kind of bring this in, God speaks to me through dreams. And so however he speaks to you, please take heed to the warning that God gives. Because God cares about every aspect of our lives. And who you marry one day or who you decide to spend the rest of your life with or commit yourself to is going to be a big, big, big thing. It's not something that's super duper small. And people who keep saying that, oh, it doesn't matter who you marry, God doesn't care, that is definitely not true. Why would he not care about that aspect of your life? But he cares about that. He knows the hairs that are on our heads, but he doesn't care about who you're going to marry and commit your rest of your life to. Like, that makes absolutely no sense. So I say all of that to say, be prayerful. Don't let people, just because their story
as far as the guy who I was talking about who said that his wife led him to Christ, be prayerful about everybody in your life. Everybody's story is not the same. God knows all, which means he knows if that person is going to get saved or not, which is another dream that I had. I'll tell y'all about all the dreams I had about people that I used to talk to. But listen, just take heed to this warning. When it comes to dating unbelievers or people who have a totally different religion than you, y'all, please stop wasting your time. Just stop. I don't care how good they look. I don't care about none of that stuff. Ask God to really show you what's going on, not only through a dream or through a sign, but through his word. By asking him to take the scales off your eyes. Stop hindering yourself by giving people access to you that don't deserve access to you. I know that sometimes I've went through this before of having people in my life for a while and God had to literally rip every soul tie out of me connected to these people or this particular person because he knew that he was not for me. I mean, we have to trust God's plan. I know that it gets hard. Trust me, honey. I know. But I promise you, it is so much better when you know that you have not settled and you have accepted the call of God on your life as far as who you are called to be with. So, and stop letting these dudes, like, who got their own internal demons, they come into you because you provide peace. Of course you provide peace. You have Christ on the inside of you. It ain't just because you beautiful or because you do this or you do that, honey. It's because of God on the inside of you. And what they're really looking for is God, but you're the person who had, you're the most godly that they see. So they're using your energy, basically, when they should be running to God, trying to substitute your energy and they're supposed to be running to God. Don't let them do that. Just did it. And the crazy thing would be is that there are going to be so many people who are going to be forfeiting the call of God on their life because of a person. Because they couldn't let a person go. Because they said the person was too fine or the person was too this or too that. Y'all, like, no. Mm-mm. Like, let's stop forfeiting our purpose and our destiny for people who need to be saved, really, and who needs to come to God on their own. But don't think that just if you remove yourself that they'll never come. That's not true. Don't limit God. God can do, when we obey God, we give him the reign to do what he needs to do in our lives, and he can't do that if we're still trying to be God. So I'm done, y'all. That was my little 20 minute rant. So you guys have a great rest of your Wednesday. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we were absent from one another. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bye.